Hello, is Anthony Purcell there?
This is me.
Hello, I hope that you're doing great. This is Phil. I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not telling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Vote. What is it?
Would you definitely... Sorry?
Yes, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
43.
Thank you. And please rate yourself of motivation from voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections for 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What was your answer again?
9.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same? Much more important? Somewhat? Sorry?
About the same.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Would that somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Approve, yeah, approve.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm gonna get better.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to 2 of these options. Border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Your guns out of people. Yeah.
Okay. You can select up to 2 options.
Oh.
We're having connection issues. What are your options again?
Keep the guns out of people's hands.
Okay. And the second option?
Better education.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again?
Something better education.
Okay, thank you. And well, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Tim Scott.
Well, I never heard of.
Okay. John Stain.
Never heard of.
Mark K. Robinson.
Never heard of.
Republicans in Congress. Democrats in Congress. Hakeem Jeffries. Joe Biden.
99.
Cornel West.
Never heard of.
Donald Trump.
99.
Kamala Harris.
Never heard of.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided, because I had one of my aneurysm.
Okay. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, and Libertarian Mike Ross, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided.
Okay. Which candidate would you lean towards supporting? Republican Mark Robinson, Democrat Josh Stein, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, or Libertarian Mike Ross?
Undecided.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only little, not at all. Nothing at all.
No, not now.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to read. I'd like to read you what some people, what some others have said. They believe are threats to the African. Sorry. Yes, now I'd like to read you what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Rights and freedom.
Okay. You as well, you may choose to in this one as well. Okay, we've got one, the one you mentioned, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom as well. Which of the other options would you choose as well?
The Supreme Court.
Sorry?
The Supreme Court.
Thank you. And well, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Say that again.
Yes, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Who would deal with that better, Biden or Trump? Okay, and would Trump be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Probably somewhat better.
Okay. And implementing common sense guns reform that helped to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Probably someone better.
Sorry, Biden, you mentioned Biden somewhat better?
Yeah, yes.
Thank you. Securing our borders. Okay, would Trump be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Somewhat better.
Okay, would that be Trump or for Biden? Okay, Biden somewhat better or better?
Or better.
Okay, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden.
Okay, and would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better? Thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Okay, would Trump be much better at dealing with that issue or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him? Or does it make no difference?
Make no difference. I can't.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Pay attention.
Okay, let me read it again. And as you know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Sorry?
Fair, I guess. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he is now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Yes, about this statement, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree. Cool.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, Twitter, X, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, other?
Other.
Thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Everything.
Sorry?
Everything.
Okay. Well, from these options would be, first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or a postgraduate.
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not to 18.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal? Somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several? Yes, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Okay, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about a half, less than a half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white? Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
I think they're born here.
Sorry?
Born here.
Yes, were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
Yes.
Were you born outside the United States? Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Sorry, what was your answer again?
Say it again.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Oh, no.
Okay. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I really do appreciate your time.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.